I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstead. This Saturday's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast Weekend Edition, we're continuing the new format for Saturdays called Ask Me Anything, where I will respond to your questions about life. This was an interesting question that was asked last week, and the more I thought about it, the deeper I went into it for an answer. The question was, what is instinct versus a program being activated? The person asking wanted to know if a gut reaction to something that bothered them had more to do with following their instinct versus just reacting to a program. The short answer to this question is that our instinct or gut reaction to something versus having a program activated really depends on how we are dealing with it. If we feel our gut is telling us something, if we are in judgment and reacting, it is a program being activated. However, if we feel something isn't quite right, but are able to detach ourselves emotionally from it, it isn't a program, but just our instinct increasing our awareness. But this question was asked in the context of relationship issues, specifically about trust, jealousy, and victimhood. And so I'm going to address it within the context of our ideas about love and relationships in general. First, I'd like to ask, what is love? This could very well be the most misunderstood word in existence, not only in what we perceive it to mean, but how we see it, hear it, feel it, and express it. Do you love your favorite food? Do you love your favorite sports team or entertainer? Do you love a cup of coffee in the morning or a nap in the afternoon? Just how many things do you love that cannot love you back? This is not love. Do you love going for walks, accomplishing a goal, being creative, playing a game, going out for dinner or taking vacations, or other things you love doing that once they are done, the love is also gone? This also is not love. Have you ever fallen in love where you are so completely obsessed with another, they are all you can think about? Do you love how they make you feel? Do you love how you feel when you are around them? Do you love doing things for them and having them do things for you? Do they make you feel whole or complete, like they are what has been missing in your life? Do they feel like your soulmate? Is this love? Well, if you think this is love, answer these questions first. Is obsession with another love, lust, or unfulfilled desire? How did you feel about yourself before you met this person? Do you normally do things for others without expecting anything in return? By that, I include not even any acknowledgement for doing it, much less any form of repayment in kind. Do you feel the need to do something for another when they do something for you? Do you feel it is expected of you? How complete and fulfilled was your life before this other person walked into it? How you answered all those questions has everything to do with your concept and perception of love, and it greatly affects your relationships with others. So what is love? It has been described quite simply by three little words. God is love. For those who are Christian, you've already been taught the second commandment, which tells us, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But there are some key elements of such a simply worded command that are often overlooked. Most understand it to mean, love your neighbor, without giving any thought to the as yourself part of it. Why is that, do you suppose? Because our programming teaches us that loving ourself is selfish. Sure, love your neighbor, love your spouse, love your children, love your friends, your family. Heck, love your favorite team while you're at it. Love your favorite food, or your favorite movie star, or even this new person in your life. But love yourself? That's so selfish. Or at least, that is what we've been taught. God is love. And you are God experiencing yourself. Now, for those who, due to their programming, cannot understand and embrace this, if it makes you feel more comfortable, then at least think of yourself as a creation of God. If God is love, and God created you, then you too are, by extension, a creation of love, which means you are love itself. And if you are love itself, and God is love, then what does that make you? Who are you, really? Is this person you are expressing this love, or just your idea about love? Love is unconditional, always. If conditions are placed on it, it is definitely not love. And what creates conditions? Expectations. Expectations create the conditions under which you will express love. But since we know love is unconditional, expectations create a faulty idea about love. We were born in love. We were not born with expectations. We were taught expectations, which we turn into conditions under which love will be expressed. If love is unconditional, how much do you love yourself unconditionally? And how much is conditional? Since expectations are the conditions under which love will be expressed, when anyone does not meet those conditions, we will withhold love, including from ourselves. If you are going to love another as you love yourself, you really need to understand the love you have for yourself. You cannot express more love for another than you have for yourself. Love begins with you because you are love itself. If you were born as love manifested, yet you were taught to create conditions for love, you can see how confusing our idea about love is. Do you love yourself completely? Or do you only love those aspects of yourself that meet the expectations you have set for yourself? Look at all the life categories and think about the love you have for yourself in these aspects of your being. Do you love yourself working in an unfulfilling job or career? Do you love yourself when you are sick or overweight? Do you love yourself when you're unable to pay your bills? Do you love yourself when you treat someone in an unloving way? Do you love yourself when you fail to achieve goals, have setbacks, fail at something, make mistakes, act out of anger, or when feeling guilty for doing so? You see, all these things are conditions you place on loving yourself based on your expectations. This is the faulty nature of expectations. We love our favorite sports team when they win and hate them when they lose. We love our favorite food when it tastes good and satisfies us, but hate it when it doesn't meet our expectations. And we do this with everything in our life, including how we treat ourselves, and by extension, how we treat others. We have expectations about everything in life, and when it fails to fulfill our expectations, we hate it. This is what we do with our expectation of the world around us. We expect it to be a certain way in order for us to love it, or at least be okay with it. When it fails to meet our expectations, we hate it and complain about it. This has everything to do with our relationships. Every relationship we have with another is based on the relationship we have with ourself. If we are not meeting the expectation we have for ourself, we will hate that part of ourself. This is an aspect of our being that expresses lack, not love. What this does is create expectations for others to fill that void. If we love ourselves completely, we will have no expectations for others to fill it for us. Think of anything we don't love about ourselves. Why don't we love it? Because we've been taught to have expectations about our appearance, our personality, intelligence, skills, talents, abilities, and everything else about ourselves. Our tribes, be they our family, friends, or society, has programmed us to believe we need to measure up to certain standards. This, along with our expectations, have reinforced our ideas about who we are. These expectations lead to the conditions under which we will love ourselves. Any condition not met is a reason for us not to love ourselves, and to believe others will not either. We will then seek out anyone willing to love us despite these self-imposed conditions to fill the void we can't fill ourselves. In a more extreme case of expectations, suppose we suffered some mental or physical abuse from another, or they had an affair, and we wondered how anyone could do that to us if they loved us. We can begin to question or blame ourselves and not their behavior. This can leave us feeling unworthy of love, even if it's only subconsciously. What does this do to our expectations? We then don't feel worthy of love, even though this is what we want. With every relationship that follows, we will then have this expectation that the next one will likely do the same thing. So we will simultaneously look for someone to fill that void and make us feel worthy of love, yet also have an underlying mistrust that they will be like the other was. So long as they are filling that void, meeting that expectation, we will feel loved again. But deep down, we still don't feel worthy of being loved, and so we don't trust our own judgment. And for as much as we want to, we don't trust the other either. And our ego will subconsciously look for evidence to prove that it's right, that we indeed are unworthy of love. This is where it gets confusing as to whether or not you are trusting your instincts or just reliving a program. You may even go so far as to push the other way and sabotage your new relationship just to satisfy the ego's need to be right. So then it can say, "See, I knew we weren't worthy of love." There is almost always a pattern in our relationships, because we keep seeking the same people to fill the same voids over and over again. However, if each of us loved ourselves completely and had no expectation of another, our love would be expressed unconditionally, and we would feel no need to find this love in another. It is our expectations that are unfulfilled that cause us to look for another to fulfill them. In fact, almost every relationship we have is based on expectations, creating the conditions for our love. When those conditions are not met, we will either withhold it or seek it elsewhere. The only reason people have affairs is because they feel their partners are not fulfilling their expectation of the other. And the only reason they have that expectation of the other is because of the expectation they have for themselves. And the only reason they even place that expectation or condition on themselves is because they feel unworthy of love. And they only feel unworthy of love because they don't realize they are love itself. This is the basis for anger, jealousy, resentment, doubt, anxiety, worry, fear. And our ego begins telling us stories about the other, not meeting our expectations. When we truly love ourselves completely, just as we are, we have no conditions. Without conditions, the love is unconditional, and the ego cannot create these stories that play out in our mind. God is love. You are love. Love is unconditional. Because they don't love themselves, they don't love their partner, unless their partner fills that void, and they only think they can find this love in someone else, when it's all just faulty programming about the meaning of love. And it all stems from a lack of understanding of who they are and why they are here. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. God is love. You are love. Love is unconditional. Who are you? Love. Why are you here? To express that love in all that you do. You see, the struggle with any life category isn't a struggle with the external world or others. It's the struggle within. You can look for that perfect, rewarding career that fulfills your purpose. You can try to lose weight and become healthy, and you can seek wealth. You can look for your soulmate to make you feel complete. You can seek personal and spiritual growth all you want. None of it matters if you don't love yourself. So to answer the question, what is instinct versus a program being activated? Jealousy, doubt, fear, anxiety, worry, and so on cannot exist in love. So if you love yourself, there is no reason to be jealous or wondering if your partner is cheating on you, nor will you allow another to treat you poorly, because you love yourself regardless. So you no longer need them to fulfill any expectation of loving you. You then just allow them to love you, and if they can't, you can let go of the jealousy, that gnawing feeling or gut instinct that they aren't filling some void in you, because the void no longer exists. In truly loving yourself, you've already let go of any program of lack within you that you expect another to fill. It's only when we lack love for ourselves that we seek it in something external. When we lack love for ourselves, we seek it in having more money so we can buy more material things to make us feel better. So we're willing to sacrifice our purpose for a job we hate. Or we seek it in comfort foods, drugs, alcohol, or other forms of distraction we can become addicted to. When we lack love for ourselves, we seek it in others who might love us instead, even when they are bad for our well-being. When we lack love for ourselves, we might seek it in religion, taking comfort that perhaps at least Jesus loves us. You see, the absence of real unconditional love isn't hate, it's lack. A void we feel within. And then we attempt to temporarily fill that void with external things we think will do the job, but they never do. Love is what I teach. I teach people how to love themselves again, that love they were born with, the love they are. Who you are is love. Love is your purpose. When you love yourself, you choose careers that express love. When you love yourself, you take care of that body you inhabit, so you become healthy. When you love yourself, you're abundance and wealth. When you love yourself, you aren't needy or dependent on others to love you, and so you attract others that understand love, instead of those who are also needy and dependent. When you love yourself, you seek growth, to expand in love, so you can then love others as you love yourself. I will leave you with a poem I wrote that is in my book, The Alchemy of Purpose. Imagine if you were love itself, if only you believed that. The thoughts you would have, the actions you would take, the way you would treat yourself and others, the things and people you would attract, what you could become and the life you would have, if only you would remember who you are. You are love itself. Well, that's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay tuned.